Hi.
Hi.
What's up, dudes? It's Aaron.
And Nicole.
How are you?
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Dude That's Fucked Up.
What a treasure. What a treat.
Mm-hmm.
All the things. I gotta open my coconut water.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get hydrated, baby.
Yeah. Does this sound like a belly in trouble?
I don't know. It could be a lot of things, but... Yeah,
true.
It's just coconut water, guys.
Yeah,
don't worry.
It's just coconut water.
You know, I think it's going to be a good one. This topic is very intense, but
there's a lot of variety.
So much variety.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
But before we get to that, do we have any business?
I don't. Do you?
Nope.
Okay.
Go to the website, dtfupodcast.com, yeah. Like I say every fucking time.
Oh my God, follow us on social media, except Twitter, and we don't do much on there.
I just am like on Twitter checking all the funny hot takes people have and jokes.
I love hot takes.
It's great.
Yeah.
But that's it. I don't post anything ever. I might retweet something once in a blue moon, but it has to be real special.
Yeah.
What else? Hey, anything fucked up for you this week?
Okay. Well, I didn't have anything, I don't think, that was like anything fun. But then just now before you got here, we were FaceTiming with Pete's twin brother, Sam, and his wife, Autumn, and their kid, Silas, who's our godson.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete had gotten a video like right before and of Silas. And I was like, I don't think he's wearing pants. He's just like running around with no pants on.
Do you have a diaper on?
No,
or anything?
Just naked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, kids do that. It's fine. And I was like, that's funny. And then, so we FaceTimed them, still no pants, and he showed us his potty. He got like a big boy potty because he just turned two and he's so cute. But then he kept like climbing up on this stool and fully gaping. And I finally said something.
It's like a gargoyle gaper where he's like perched on top of something and he's like,
It was, and I finally was like, okay, that's like maybe the fifth time he's gapered us, so, and then Sam's like, sorry. So then every time, because, you know, kids just like get into this groove where they like keep doing the same thing, so he kept like jumping off, running
over.
He's
showing off for you guys.
Yeah, which was cute, and I didn't want to discourage him or like body shame him or anything, but so Sam, every time he'd like climb up onto the stool with his butthole facing the camera, he would like shift it over to the side. It was good camera work.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
That's very cute.
Yeah. And gross.
Oh, and gross. Yeah.
I mean, it's a butthole, you know?
Yeah. Actually, that kind of goes. This is not my fucked up, but that this evening when I was getting Jack out of the bath, he thinks it's really funny. He does this now. This is like his little bit that he does when he gets out of the bath.
Zipper? What is it? Ripper.
His little ripper when he gets out of the bath is he farts immediately.
And after, when he gets out?
After I wrap him up in a towel and I'm like hugging him and cuddling him and he tries to push out farts.
Oh my God.
Because I just laugh.
Yeah.
Like it's so funny.
That's so funny.
And last night he like shat a little bit, but like I caught it because it was like
in your hand.
Well, I had a towel, but but it was like very, you know, he was like really going for it, and like because he like will toot and he'll be like and then he'll be like you can tell he's like
he wants to fart, but it's just a.
Yeah, he's
shit.
He's going for the laughs.
Oh my like, God! Yeah, genius.
He's truly like going too hard though, and
he's got it. Yeah, baby, he's
but
got it.
Tonight was the first night I realized like he's actually like trying to be funny. You know?
Oh yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
By farting,
it's like he knows the reaction it will elicit.
Yeah,
that's so smart.
I don't know if it's smart. It's something, but
well,
he's farting like. Fresh out of the bath, wet fart onto my arm.
Sometimes it takes it too far.
Yeah, that's my fucked up. That'll be it.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's fun.
Well, and honestly, it has so much to do with
this week's episode. This topic. My God. It rhymes with fart.
Yeah. It's art. And it's fucking terrible.
Not all art, to be clear.
Not all art, but honestly, like...
Mostly performance art.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. And I'm very conflicted on this. Because I get that sometimes it's making a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And like Banksy does cool shit. And you're like... And it's trolling, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's trolling, and that's fun. Because it's trolling, you know, it's like punching up and like trolling people in power and like people with money. And that's fun because
it's always so good art, good performance art is usually a commentary on whatever fucking, you know, maybe it's political, maybe it's, you know, gender like, politics, or maybe it's like,
something, save the wildlife.
Yeah. Something that's serious or something that is important to the artist, whatever. Mm-hmm. And art is so subjective that who's to say what art really is like, and that can really get make things quite a conundrum, I think, sometimes for when performance art gets a little bit too wild. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. It's mostly performance art. There are some like pieces that have been made that aren't performance art that we'll be talking about.
Yeah.
But
it's still a performance in a way.
Yeah.
It's all so much. Well, I feel like we can't talk about this without talking about Marina Abramović.
Mm-hmm.
Super quick. Just because, like, she's the performance artist of our time, I feel like, of, like, our generation-ish.
Yeah.
Like, she came into...
Like, in the 60s and 70s, she was big.
Yeah, but then, like, she came into, like... real fame, I guess. I don't know. I didn't go deep into this, but I know that she's done a few things. Like I think she was in Sex and the City in an episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like she...
She's within the zeitgeist. Like
yeah, of this time.
And she's in pop culture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which a lot of people probably... I am by no means very at all familiar with a lot of, you know, the art world.
Yeah.
I know some very surface things, which is we're not even going to be scratching the surface of a lot of this shit today, but like you've probably seen Marina Abramović in in different things, or you've at least heard of something she's done, maybe. I don't know.
I think you have, because she, I think in like 2010 or at some point, Pete and I were living in New York and we went to the MoMA and she was there doing her it was called The Artist is Present.
Yes.
And it's like basically she just sits at a table in a chair and just sits there all fucking day. She doesn't go to the bathroom. Mm-mm. She doesn't leave. She's there all day. And people can line up and sit across from her for a little bit.
And just like sit there and stare. She just sits there and stares.
She doesn't
at you.
React or talk to you or anything. She just like sat there.
Mm-hmm.
And like they make, like someone photographed it, made a coffee table book of like all the people that sat with her, because like famous people would come. Like, like, I feel like Jay-Z went. They're just like, I just think like all these super high profile people were like going and like seeing what she's up to.
Yeah.
And maybe they were like, their publicists were like, oh, it's a good idea or whatever. But anyway, so Pete and I saw it. It was dumb. She was just sitting at a table. I was like, I don't get it. I hate it.
Yeah. It's a little, it's like, a beyond, like, I don't know, whatever statement she was trying to make with that. I'm sure there's many people who are artists who are more knowledgeable about art.
Yeah.
Have opinions about it. But I don't know that a lot of performance art is necessarily for everybody.
Dude, no. And also, like, I've seen some fringy, like, performance art, just like, especially with clowning and stuff. Like, I've seen some weird shit where, like, if you weren't mentally prepared coming into this space, it's like, that's a girl, like, naked, running around, screaming at people, whatever. It's like, but the context is like, oh, it's funny. And, like, if you were here the whole time and you understood the journey we went on, it's fun. But, like, if you just walk into this, it's like a girl with like pubes on her nipples or something, and you're like, what?
Yeah, no, there's just so much, there's so much art out there, and it is truly up to the viewer, up to the artist. It's all subjective, but we're not gonna delve too much into that. I mean,
this stuff is in subjective state. It's garbage. It's straight garbage. It's diaper garbage. It's barf bag garbage. It is trash garbage. It is garbage. I can't emphasize that enough.
We're going to roll through several different mediums, if you will, of the type of things that artists have used to make quote unquote art.
Oh my God.
It's art. I mean, it has to. I don't know.
It's always art's always in quotes.
Yeah. True. Okay, of course.
Oh my God.
Right out of the gate, we're starting with shit.
Oh my God, of course.
And the medium category is shit.
Oh my God.
This is a medium that many artists have used. Shit, I mean, poop is something that people have used to make art, like, over decades.
Honestly,
centuries.
I can't think of people who troll harder. It's like shit art is like the equivalent.
Shart
is the equivalent of people who go on stage and just say something really
edgy.
Yeah, like edgy and like crass just for the reaction.
It's like edgelord art.
Yeah, it's like you didn't put any thought into this. Ugh, let me just start. Okay. Honestly, everyone's going to be on board with us immediately.
But it's like at the same time is the stuff that we find funny, which is a lot of toilet humor.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, because this isn't funny.
But I know, but it's like, why is it even worthy of any kind of, you know what I mean?
Any kind of what?
Like attention or putting any kind of thought into if it's not funny or interesting in some way.
Okay. Well, I feel like there are ways they could have tweaked this to make it funny or fun, and then it would have been like a more delightful exploration of a similar thing, but and not as gross or rude.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Especially the first one. Okay. So, this is the installation known as Artist's Shit or Merda d'Artista in Italian. And there are no metaphors here.
There's literally not.
This is like literally over the course of the month of May in 1961, artist Piero Manzoni shit into 90 cans and called it art. He took enough dumps over the course of May 1961 that he could can them and give them to people as art. Each can was filled with 30 grams of shit, equal to 1.1 ounces. Each was labeled very elegantly, I would say.
It is a beautiful label.
It is. It's very nice. And they like made them in all different languages. English, Italian, French, German. You could get this any, like, yeah, you want it, you got it. Here it is. Each label said artist shit, contents, 30 grams net, freshly preserved, produced and tinned.
Produced.
I caught it right away. Produced and tinned in May 1961.
When's the Best Buy date?
When's the expiration? Sell by. Oh my God.
Imagine getting this as a Christmas gift.
Oh my God. In like your stocking. Oh my God. There is no expiration date. It's exclamation date. And it's May 1961 when he dumped it into this can. It just is a can of piling hot steaming shit.
And then what did he have? Like a fucking art show with like these cans stacked up? Like what happened?
Yeah. Well, after. Okay. My first question was, yeah. He gave these away to artists. Like, okay, he mailed them to people. He's like, do not open. This will be worth something someday.
Or people, like, confused, really, like, is this literally shit, or are you just saying it's shit? I mean, it's like...
He's like, there's only one way to find out, bitch. Yeah. And no one wanted to.
That's art.
Okay, yeah. Well, he's trolling.
Yeah, he's trolling. Okay,
but so I was, like, I was more upset by the fact that these, like... You need a canning machine to like can this stuff.
And yeah, I was like, it was like sealed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's sealed. It's like a can of green beans, but there's shit in there. And then
we're not talking about those pop top things that they have now. You need a can opener. You need a can opener. Yeah.
It's 1961.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like Spam or something. It's like
Spam even has a pop top.
Oh, really? Did it always though?
I don't know.
I feel like it maybe didn't. Yeah. We don't know. Well, his dad owned a canning company, so that's how he was able to do this. Because you can't just show up at someone's canning company and be like, hey, I'm going to shit into these cans. Can you seal them shut?
And they're like, can I borrow some of them cans? God, this fucking guy.
How do I get labels put onto my cancer shit? Yeah,
yeah. I got this art project I was thinking about.
It's like fucking stupid art school. You couldn't go to canning school like your dad.
This canning money is paying for your shit.
Oh my god. So,
that guy's dad was pissed.
Yeah, that guy's dad was, he really was. I don't think he liked his son very much, but he's out here taking dumps, putting in a can and sending it to their friends and relatives. You know what I mean? Oh my god. But this is the fucking worst part. So at some point, everybody agreed that it was art. Because...
Says who?
Okay, says Sotheby's.
Oh, fucking Sotheby's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, twice. Once in 2007 when a can sold for 124,000 euros. Mm. And then again in 2016 when a can sold for 265,000 euros.
Oh, my God.
Who fucking bought a can of shit? Who's buying shit out there? It's so gross. This guy's like not even famous. It's not like, oh, I have Monet's shit. You know what I mean?
Oh my
or like,
God.
Like, you know, Da Vinci, I would buy his shit. Anyway, one, okay, so yeah, this stuff is worth something. And you know why it's worth something? Because one of Manzoni's like friends, he's also an artist. His name's Agostino Bonalumi.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed that the tins don't have any doo-doo in them. He's like, look, this guy was full of shit.
The cans are not, though, however.
No, the cans are not. Yeah, he was full of shit, but it's in the toilet. He didn't doo-doo in any of them. And instead, it's like plaster or something inside. And since the cans are sealed, they can't be x-rayed or scanned to determine if there's a turd from 1961 rotting away in there. And,
oh my God.
And no one can prove that there is shit in there without opening it, or it will lose its value. So it's like the ultimate trick. Like you, like
I want a billionaire to buy one of these. Like I want
and open it.
I want Tom Steyer to like,
yeah,
you know, drop out of the presidential race and be like, you know what?
I'm in the can shit business now.
I think I'm gonna add him on Twitter and see if he'll buy one.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay. So yeah, it's like you're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
You spend all this money. You don't know if it's shit.
But if you're a billionaire, like, what's a few hundred thousand dollars? Yeah. You know, that's like, that's totes. Your lunch money.
Totes. Well, at some point, and that point is 1989, some dude named Bernard Bazile exhibited an opened can of artist's shit in its own, like, meta inception exhibit.
Good where it was for like, this guy.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
He's like, this is art, but now this is art because I've opened a can.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was they still couldn't identify what was in it because what was inside was, like, wrapped.
What?
So it's, like, a can within a can or something. That's what they say it is. It could have been plaster. It could have been a can. Maybe it was a single, like, kernel of corn. Maybe it's just one peanut.
It probably was shit then that like disintegrated and like
evaporated. Yeah. In the can, and like then pressurized.
Yeah, and then there was just like the kernel of corn that this motherfucker ate at some point. I don't know.
Just like a whole undigested peanut.
Yeah.
Just like just like one long piece of stringy lettuce that didn't get digested.
Gross.
Anyway, I don't know. Honestly, it's like, oh, you'd smell it. This is where I think, okay, this one is like gross. That's pretty much it. I think if you would have farted into the cans, that would have been A, funnier, clearly, and B, not as disgusting.
But like, how do you trap a fart? I don't think you can a fart.
Okay.
But like,
this is how you do it. I know how you do it. You put a funnel up your butthole, like you put the long part of a funnel up your butt, and then you fart into the can, and you quickly can't cover it.
We need to make art. We need to make fart.
We can
farts.
Oh my God.
But I don't know, man. I feel like if you're going to can some shit, like if somebody opens it, it's like a biohazard at that point. Like you can get fucking like you can't get anthrax, but you know, you can get something bad.
Like 1961 hepatitis or something. It's like, we can't,
or like
even
botulism can just like spray all over your face or something. If we, you know,
like, damn shit, you know, you sometimes get E. coli.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like constant. I don't know what's happening. I don't
it's
know.
It's like super concentrated. It's yeah. like, it's like,
you get worms at least. I don't know.
Oh my God. It's like kryptonite.
Ugh, I hate it. Well,
well, that's gross.
So that was art, guys.
Well, allegedly. This one's more fun. The Holy Virgin Mary by Chris Ofili. So this was some hipster in Brooklyn circa 1996, like before it was Brooklyn. So it's like so hipster. Like it's so, so Brooklyn.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like hipster before it was cool.
Yeah. So this guy, Chris Ofili, rendered a Virgin Mary, but he made it with elephant feces. This guy made a fucking painting out of elephant shit. First of all, ew. I just can't. But the worst part is that it was very controversial, of course, in the beginning. But it sold at Christie's London auction for $4.6 million in 2015. God. Yeah, so it was a whole series of elephant shit paintings where he, like, recreated.
Like, famous works
yeah,
of art?
Yeah. Look, this guy made shit paintings, okay? That's all you need to know. It was... And
then they
dumb.
Sold, and then it sold for $4.6 million.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay. The next one, I don't like this one. Oh my God. Okay. Terrence Goh's 2007 gold plated poop. It's
dumb.
What it sounds like. He gold plated his shit. He took a dump in his hand and then he dipped it in gold and it hardened. And now it's gold-plated shit.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And he took it to Art Basel, and it sold for $500K.
Art Basel.
Oh, Art Basel.
Art Basel.
In Miami.
Yeah.
And it sold for $500K, so.
Literally took shit to fucking Art Basel and.
Gold shit.
Gold-plated shit.
But it's like, why? Like, I just don't understand. Like, you don't need to do this. Also, why does it have to be your own shit? Like, just like, also, couldn't you make shit out of a substance that looks like shit? Why does it have to be your actual shit?
I hate it. It's
okay, so but there is one fun one.
I love this guy.
Oh my God.
This guy.
Okay, the last one is not made from poop, but it's poop related and it's so much fun. In 2008, Paul McCartney.
Not Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Yeah. Yeah. Not the Beatle, the artist quotes. Made what I would refer to as bounce houses, but like shaped like turds. Like it was like giant inflatable turds, but like you want to jump on them because they look like bounce castles.
But they're just inflatable turds.
Yeah, but they're just giant inflatable turds, but they have like, they've been shaped. It's not just like a big, perfectly round log. No. It like has character.
Yeah. Has like
cracks.
It looks like shit.
Yeah, it looks like actual shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but it's great. And that's it. He just put them on a lawn somewhere. Yeah.
No, and he, so he would, these inflatable turds, he would like do, you know, exhibits of them. Mm-hmm. All, and he'd travel around with them. I guess that's the cool thing about an inflatable turd is that they're portable.
You could take it to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had one on display in Switzerland, like out in some field or something. Yeah. And it got windy and the wind picked it up and it blew the fucking giant inflatable turd into a power line. Down the power line, it smashed into a greenhouse window, broke the window, and also broke a window at a children's home, like an elementary school or preschool or something.
Oh my God.
And the incident was widely reported internationally via news outlets in several languages with headlines like, quote, huge turd catastrophe for a museum.
Catastrophe.
Catastrophe. And... quote, up in the sky, is it a turd or a plane?
Or a turd.
Is it a turd or...
Clean up after your art, okay? People are out here need to clean up after their art.
But can you imagine, like, you know, those videos of, like, umbrellas and beaches being, like, flying away or like, the easy ups, and it's just, like, instead of that, it's a giant turd, yeah.
I'm glad it didn't kill someone, because also, like, stuff like that could hurt someone.
Yeah.
Because it's, like... It
down
was
to
large.
Down to power line, man.
Oh my God,
shit's dangerous.
No, it is. Another fun fact is that this guy Paul McCartney is like a bad boy in the art world. ? But then I was like, oh really? Has he met Terrence Goh? Because that guy shits in his hand and then gold plates it. That's a bad boy. This guy's shitting into his hand making it into jewelry.
Can you imagine buying a turd necklace?
Just like two little dingleberry dangle earrings.
Oh my God.
They're dangleberries. The
dangleberries.
TM. Oh, my trademark.
God. Or like if
too much information.
Or like if like Pandora started selling like
turd charm.
Like a turd charm for their fucking bracelets.
Oh my God. This Mother's Day. Show the women in your life how much you care. With the BM from Pandora.
Amazing. All right. Well, let's get off of poop and switch to blood.
Oh, good. I wasn't nauseous enough.
I know. My God. Okay. So there's actually a lot of blood art out there.
Blood.
And I guess that's cool. There's like actually some like artists who make some really fucking cool ass metal shit. And it's wild. But one of the ones that caught my eye when I was looking into blood as a medium for artists is this guy named Mark Quinn, who's a British artist who was inspired by Rembrandt's idea to make a portrait of himself every few years.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, he kind of does the same thing, but only he does it with blood. And he doesn't just like make a painting. He takes his own blood, he freezes it, and he makes sculptures.
Like ice sculptures?
I don't know really how I don't know what the methodology is, but basically, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. But you need a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Unless it's tiny.
So what he does is, so it's literally like a you know, true to life size. Yeah. Head, like
an exact replica,
of his head at the time. Mm-hmm. It's like he 3D prints his head, basically.
Oh my God!
But not really. But he sculpts it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he takes each blood head takes him 9 pints of blood to make. So that's roughly the amount that's in your body, like at any given time.
Wait, and he's using his own blood?
He's using his own blood. But so what he does is he. To collect that much blood, he goes to the doctor every 6 weeks for an entire year, withdrawing a pint at a time. Oh, so, like,
he must feel like shit all the time. He must feel like so like run down, right?
Well, I mean, like every 6 weeks and just getting a pint withdrawn is like not that bad. Like you
really?
Get like a pint is, you know, that's like how much you give when you give blood.
But you feel like weak and stuff after that. Yeah, but I guess just for a little bit.
Just for like a minute.
Yeah.
And if you have like a good, if you're healthy, like you should be fine.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's how long it takes him though to get all enough blood to make these sculptures.
My God.
And that is wild. And so he makes these heads and they're, people buy them.
Yeah.
From.
Holy shit.
I don't know why, but they're mostly in private collections. And in 2009, one of them was sold to the National Portrait Gallery in the UK for $465,000.
Wow.
I don't know, man. It's so gnarly. The craziest thing about this is that you have to store this in like a freezer.
Yeah.
And display it in like a goddamn.
A frozen, like a see-through fridge.
Like a freezer display case. It's like a meat locker.
Yeah.
Like a beer fridge.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a beer. I was just thinking it's like a 7-Eleven ice cream thing where like you look down at it and there's a face looking up at you. And then you, like, move it aside and you grab the Klondike bar.
Yeah, because otherwise if they don't keep it at a perfectly...
Yeah, it'll melt.
You know, regulate, it'll melt and it'll be, like, a...
Blood. It'll just be stinky-ass old blood.
I, like, want to rage vomit right now.
That's so gross.
I cannot believe that somebody is making this as art.
I don't like that it has to stay frozen. That's, like, the worst part about it to me because it's, like...
Yeah, otherwise it's just, like...
Otherwise it's not there.
It just is, like...
Why wouldn't you make it, like... You know those eye masks that have, like, blue gel in them? Why wouldn't you make something like that where there's blood in there, but, like, it's not, like, there's other materials so that it just looks it like it's made of blood.
It keeps its integrity so that it's not,
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Or, like, make it like a snow globe, but make, you know, but the glass looks like your face, but it's full of blood.
Oh, like you one of those, like, fun, like, novelty cups that you can get from, like, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, where like it has like like a wall and then there's like liquid in there.
Yeah, and you can freeze them.
Yeah, yeah. Snow globe, whatever. Anything where there's like liquid in it.
Yeah,
you could add glitter so it's like glittery blood. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Man.
Like black glitter but with red blood. That would look cool.
Looks so cool.
So cool.
Ugh. Well, this guy hasn't thought of that apparently because he keeps making these fucking heads and he says.
How old is he?
I don't know. Oh. But he says that when the last head will be created after he dies.
No.
Using all the blood drained from his body. I want to know, like, what his will looks like. And who the fuck is going to be sculpting the head after he's dead?
Probably some, like, fucking weird apprentice he has.
Yeah.
Because we know, we have friends that are artists. And yeah. they do art for, like, other people, which is wild to me.
Yeah.
But that's, like, that is what you do. You, yeah. like, apprentice for a while. So yeah. he probably has someone that's like, yeah, I'll make your head when you're dead.
Yeah. Like, he probably has, like, a whole plan in place.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just, like, also, what if they suck at it? And what if they're just, like, I'm just picturing someone trying their best to sculpt a dead guy's head with blood and it looking like something a four-year-old makes with Play-Doh, you know? It's just, like,
It's just like there wasn't enough blood when he died, and it's just like all caved in on one side, and it's horrifying.
Yeah,
and
like
it's a bloodhead.
What if this guy gets in like an accident or something, and he like loses half of his blood, and I don't like, you know what I mean?
Then he just melts the other blood, and he's good to go. But he's like touched it and stuff. It's not good at that point. I feel like the blood's not useful anymore. I don't like this. It's gross.
I hate it. I don't want to talk about the blood anymore.
Yeah.
There's so many. Oh my God. There's so much more blood art out
thanks.
There. And like people using their like menstrual blood and stuff. Like
my God.
It's so. There's
that's,
so much.
That's
there's
a lot.
So much. There's so so much.
I don't like that. I don't. But honestly, I feel blessed to be at this part because it just gets worse.
Yeah, we're now going to go into the next medium, which is vomit.
I'm already, like, nauseous today, and I feel like this may not end well.
I'm very sorry. You can tune out. I'll just read.
No, that's not fair. I'm in this. I'm invested.
Okay, so.
I need a barf bag or something.
Yeah, just, you know.
I'm at my own home. It's fine. I'll just run to the bathroom.
Deep breaths. So this artist, Millie Brown, not to be confused with sweet little Millie Bobby Brown, a.k.a. 11 from Stranger Things, who must be protected at all costs. She is in a rough industry.
Oh, she's being preyed upon high-profile rappers and...
Lots of bad people in the industry.
Yeah. And those are the only ones we know about. Mm-hmm. So, but... It's too bad it's not her. Also, because I was like, I knew she was like an artist or like talented in other ways. Like, she just seems like such a light.
I don't know that this is skill or
this
talent.
Is, okay, I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah.
So I blocked it out and moved on. I was like, ooh, Millie Bobby Brown. And then I was like, oh no.
So this artist, Millie Brown.
Yeah. Can we just say really quick? Every time we say artist in this episode, we're using air quotes.
Sure. Yeah.
I just want to make sure that's clear.
Okay. So this woman began creating real pieces of art.
Mm-hmm. Air quotes.
Air quotes. made out of her own vomit. And people in this world pay actual straight from the Treasury Department of the United States money for it. So her whole... A method is she doesn't eat anything for 2 days before she starts, quote, painting. So what she does is...
Why do you call it that?
I don't know, because that's not what this is.
No.
She drinks, like, dyed milk, like, colored milk. Like, milk with food coloring in it.
Okay.
and then she gags herself and pukes the colors up onto a canvas.
No.
Which... creates her artwork, and it takes her several hours to complete this because it's I
have so many problems with this. The first being milk, because first of all, milk goes rancid. Mm-mm. So if you're puking that onto a canvas, that's gonna stink.
Yeah,
and your stomach bile's mixed with it, so it smells rank.
Oh my God, I'm getting nauseous. Let's not think too much about it.
Okay. Well, I do want to say I'm glad there's not chunks in it. That's one redeeming quality about this artist is that she has thought this through. She starves herself for 2 days, so her stomach's completely empty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, why don't you just drink the colonoscopy shit and shit onto something? Like,
right, because it's the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's your stomach contents.
Yeah.
Only you're ruining your teeth and your throat by puking it up instead of shitting out your asshole.
Yeah, and it takes, like I said, it takes her several hours to complete because I'm assuming she drinks one color at a time and then makes sure that each color is puked out of her system so that the colors don't mix and make.
Right. You have to have the exact right colors.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't want the colors to look gross coming out. And then in my notes, as I'm writing this, I'm like, oh God, I can't believe I'm writing this out, wondering what the logistics of a method of a puke artist are.
Well,
it makes me want to puke.
I'm curious. As long as we don't talk about the puke itself, I feel like it is interesting to me.
Sure.
It is also interesting, like, what kind of smug asshole do you think she is? Like, I feel like she's probably awful. If she's out there, like, puking and selling it as art and, like, this is her process, a conversation with her must be awful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what do you do? She's like, funny you ask. She takes a big sip of like colored milk and then pukes it up all over your shirt.
Bitch.
Oh God.
Well, I'm sure she's lovely, but
I doubt it.
She if you are like, oh my God, you guys are being so mean. If you have those feelings, let me just tell you that she became so renowned for her work that she got invited to puke all over Lady Gaga for a video that was displayed during her Monsters Ball tour. And she also sells her pieces for thousands of dollars. So I guess get out there and do some college-ass shit, I guess, because that's kind of what she's doing and making it art. Just see what happens. Just do some weird fucking shit like this. I mean, it's not weird. It's art, whatever.
No, it's weird and it's not art. It is like, I don't know. This sort of thing makes me upset because, like, people go to school and spend so much time, like, learning how to, like, sketch and do
all the basics.
Everything,
yeah.
Like portraiture. And I'm sure she learned all that stuff too. But it's like, then she stumbles upon, like, how did she even discover she knows how to do this? Like, she got too drunk one night and she was like drinking, like, she was probably in Las Vegas and she was like probably drinking those like super tall drinks, but like a red one, you know,
yeah,
from like Fat Tuesdays. And her barf's like so red. And then she like barfed on the sidewalk or something. She's like, that looks cool. I could sell that.
I don't know what led her to find this calling, but if you can call it that.
I don't like that Lady Gaga had hired this woman to puke on her for a video. That is upsetting to me.
I mean,
okay, meat dress. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I think we're trying too hard.
Well, what do you want to do? Okay, let's move on to the next medium.
Okay.
Piss.
Great.
Okay, so some more famous artists have worked with piss.
At least it's sterile.
Yeah. Andy Warhol, for example, in 1977, he created a series called Oxidations.
Oh my God.
And this is, he basically invited friends to urinate onto a canvas of metallic copper pigments so that the uric acid would oxidize into abstract patterns. I think that's kind of fun.
It's cool. And also, isn't there, like, he still did, like, a piece of art on the thing, but then they added, like, their own quote-unquote flavor to it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they look cool.
Yeah. I like it. Cool.
Also, I feel like out of all of these, like, piss is the one where, like, it dries and I'm like, I don't remember that was piss, you know?
Mm.
Like, there's, I just.
Unless it's cat piss.
Because you smell it forever.
Yeah, it never goes away.
You have to move.
Yeah. And then one of the most famous ones, though, that's out there is called Immersion, aka Piss Christ. I love that name. This was a 1987 photograph by the American artist and photographer Andreas Serrano. And it depicts a small plastic crucifix submerged in a small glass tank of the artist's urine. So it's just a picture of a
piss jar.
Yeah, a piss jar with a Jesus in it. So the thing that makes this interesting, though, because it's like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Actually,
he took the photo with his dick.
Yeah. I wish. it was first exhibited at the Stux Gallery in New York in 1987 and was pretty well received. And it was actually a winner of the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Arts Awards in the Visual Arts Competition. Mm-hmm. And this was sponsored in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, which is a United States government agency that offers support and funding for artistic projects.
It did.
So, yeah.
It probably doesn't exist anymore.
No, it does.
Oh, good.
It does.
It's not fully defunded.
The National Endowment for the Arts exists. Yeah, still.
Oh, good.
But so it was exhibited this – piece was exhibited again in 1989, and by then a lot more people had heard about it, and people were like pissed about it. Mm-hmm. Real pissed off. Get it?
Oh god. No, I didn't. Oh. That's sad.
Some of the people that were pissed included United States Senators Al D'Amato.
Yeah.
And Jesse Helms, who were outraged that Serrano received $15,000 for the work and $5,000 in 1986 from the taxpayer-funded National Endowment for the Arts. So they, like, made a huge stink about it. It got a lot of publicity, and Serrano started receiving death threats and hate mail, and he lost a lot of grants because of the controversy.
Freedom of speech, bitch.
Yeah. And then some other people tried to make the argument that the government funding of Piss Christ through the National Endowment for the Arts violated the separation of church and state. And it made it, like, people argued it, I guess, successfully. And there was so much controversy around it that the National Endowment for the Arts budget was later cut. Yeah. And it's interesting that this all happened. It was, I think it's a fun kind of controversy. Mm-hmm. But a lot, because of this attention it got, a lot of people vandalized this piece over the years. And just remember, it's a photograph. And in some places, just a print of the original photograph.
Of course, yeah.
Which is being displayed in galleries and stuff. And people are getting so wild and still pissed about this, like, up until recently, that they would send death threats to the galleries that were attempting to display it.
Oh, my God.
So I
people
just
need to get a life.
If you think Christ and God are so fucking powerful, why don't you let them fight their own fight, okay? Let them strike everybody else down, okay? Calm down.
Yeah, I think they can handle it.
Yeah.
If you think that they can do anything.
Also, like, if you believe in all this stuff, you probably believe in hell, and it's like, just, yeah, you know, let it all
it'll take care of itself.
It'll take care of itself.
Yeah, don't you worry about it.
You don't need to tarnish your shit.
No.
You don't need to make death threats.
Yeah.
You don't need to get all pissed off and spend your time and energy on this.
No.
Live your life, motherfucker.
Live your life. Ugh. Oh, my God.
Piss
That's
Christ.
Wild. Piss is Christ.
Pissing Christ.
Oh, my God. That's wild. I was thinking about just, like, with the timing of it, because you said, like, the first time it came out, it was, like, fine and it was mm-hmm. fun. And then the second time it came out, it was, like, a whole big mess. It makes me think of that that, like, Satanism documentary we watched a while ago.
Yeah.
And just, like, how the timing, just because, like, so much of that was, like, propaganda and stuff. Yeah. And it just, like, started infiltrating people.
Totally. Also, and this was, like, the time when, like, neoconservatism
yes.
was, like, really
yeah.
popping.
Yeah. I'm sure those senators won on that platform or mm-hmm. were looking to get reelected on that platform and were like, hey, I'm going to make a big stink about this.
Meanwhile, they're probably diddling underage
Everything.
Yeah. You know.
Allegedly. Just kidding. Hopefully they're dead by now.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. There's one more piss one that I found, which I thought was just kind of fun and
yeah.
not gross. In 1988, Robert Gober's Three Urinals was exhibited. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's just three urinals next to each other, like in a men's restroom, except they don't work. It's just like three hand-sculpted urinals, but without the plumbing. And I don't understand. But people liked it.
Well, it's kind of a throwback to, like, Marcel Duchamp,
yeah.
who, like, started all this performance art or this, like, subjective art fucking
yeah.
bullshit with – he just, like, didn't –
put his name on stuff, right?
He just put his name on a urinal.
Yeah, and people were like, wow.
And
It wasn't his name. It was some other name, right? It was like A. Guff.
Oh, God. What was it? I forget. Mutt.
Yeah. A. Mutt.
Something Mutt. Yeah.
P. Mutt?
Something. Something Mutt.
P. Mutt?
P. Mutt.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah.
P. Mutt? P. Mutt?
I'll find the real name.
D. Mutt.
D. Mutt. I think it was D. Mutt or something. I do think.
D. Mutt?
No, it was R. Mutt. Literally. R. Mutt.
R. Mutt?
R. Mutt?
R. Mutt?
R. Mutt.
Hermdut?
R. Mutt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, what a, oh, my God. There's one more.
Okay, this is
just, I didn't even read this. I saw one word in there, and I was like, this is bad.
Okay, this is, I'm saving, this is the best worst for last.
Oh my God.
Okay. Course. This medium is just holy fucking shit.
But it's not shit.
But it's not shit. It's worse. Okay. So I have the next example I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Is very intense.
Oh my God.
Hold on to your butts.
And your dicks.
And your dicks. So unfortunately, I have 1 degree of separation between myself and this next one.
Oh my God.
Okay. So in 2007.
Yeah.
A DC-based artist named Adrian Parsons circumcised himself on stage in front of an audience with a dull Swiss Army knife. This really happened. I wasn't there for it, but, you know.
Honestly, why?
I yeah.
Who needs attention that bad? It's like, fucking start a podcast, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Then he proceeded to stuff the removed foreskin into a glory hole. Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot. I don't know how you have the
what? So we made someone eat it?
No, just like I don't know. I don't know where that glory hole went. I don't think anybody was on the other end of it. Oh, I think it was God. Just like a you know.
Oh, thank piss God.
Thank piss Christ.
thank piss Christ.
So I know a woman who dated this man for like 2 years.
What was his dick like?
I don't know if it was before or after.
We need to find out.
But I mean, I think it was fine afterwards. He went to the hospital afterwards and got himself straightened out. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell her to call us and leave a voicemail about his dick.
Sure. No, I'm not going to communicate with this
person. Do I know her? Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Good.
She's not exactly a close friend, but oh, okay. I know her.
She's a little out there.
She's something. Yeah.
All right. Oh, my.
No, she's like a perfectly normal, lovely person.
Oh.
And I just, it's...
to know. Date this person?
Yeah. So, yeah, that happened in real life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's rough, dude.
Oof, it is intense. I know, and I think I know some people that saw it happen.
Also, like, okay, missed opportunity, because I feel like make actual art out of your pee-pee skin. Like, yeah. I know the performance was the art, but, like, you want a souvenir that you did this.
Make
like,
it functional.
Yeah, don't just
make
it throw fashion. It into a glory hole. Yeah, make it into, like, fashion it into, like, a tiny hat.
Like a little fascinator.
Yeah, a little fascinator. Or, like...
A foreskin fascinator.
Or, like, a pin for your jean brooch. Jacket. A brooch, yeah. Or, like, a hair comb.
Oh,
yes. Like a tortoise shell, but it's a penis shell hair comb. Or like an eye patch. Or like something fun.
Your tortoise doesn't have a shell anymore. Put it on here.
What color does skin turn when it's dead?
Like black. Like super dark. It's gross.
Okay, so you could make an eye patch. You just stretch it out.
Yeah.
You take you it would to have a taxidermist.
Take it to a leather tanner, I would say.
Oh, great. Yeah. Even like a shoe cobbler in a pinch. You know totally. They deal with leather.
The little elves that live in the tree.
Don't get it mixed up with the cookies.
Yeah, you know no, what I mean? No.
You want... Don't worry, we won't. They're
like, I'm just like remembering when Jack's
belly button
like fell. It was like a little like snail shell is like what it like...
Did you keep it?
Fuck no.
Good. I'm thank God.
I threw that shit. It fell off and I was like, ew. It's like a like a big ass scab. I threw that shit in the trash. I was like, I'm telling you, it was like a cross between like a turd and a snail shell.
Oh my God.
I hated it.
I hated it. Oh my God. Well, what is it about our parents' generation where people were like keeping that and putting it in like fucking books and shit?
Dude, I think people still do that shit. People like make it into necklaces and stuff, which, you know, no shade or anything, but.
But that's gross.
That's not for me.
But why don't you just like fucking.
I literally took one look at it just to like see what it looked like up close, and then I like toss it in the trash.
Yeah.
I
was
like,
garbage disposal. Just
I burned it. okay. Just a couple more and we're done. Because I know this.
There's more?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is
it more dick stuff?
No.
Oh, but okay. These are
kind of funny.
Oh, great.
Okay. So this guy, Chris Burden, who is another performance artist who did some dumb fucking shit. So his 1971 piece called Shoot, he had a friend stand only 12 feet away from him and shoot at him with a .22 caliber rifle.
No.
And I guess this was like to protest Vietnam, to like, I don't know, have a statement about all the there was
write a song.
Well,
why are you gonna shoot a fucking rifle at people?
Yeah, well, and it's like not even him doing it.
It's his friend shooting it at him.
He's making somebody else like, what a bunch of fucking bullshit to put on somebody.
Yeah, that's rude.
Like, if this
guy... Unless this guy was, like, maybe a trained sniper, but then
no,
still.
I don't think so. No. Because you know what happened? The bullet that his friend shot at him was supposed to graze his bicep, but of course it did not.
Right.
And it went clean through his fucking arm right above his elbow.
Oh, my God.
But he was fine. So
he's
then,
lucky it wasn't his face.
Yeah, exactly. Or his dick. So then the same guy in 1974 did another dumb fucking thing. This piece is called Transfixed, and this is where he had his body stretched out along the roof of a Volkswagen Bug while a friend drove spikes through his hands, nailing him to the car. And
Piss Christ.
Yeah, this was like some fucking crucifixion on a goddamn Volkswagen Bug, literally. And then they like drove the bug around, and he's like, I don't know, I think he was I don't know what he was doing. But infuriatingly, David Bowie's 1977 song Joe the Lion was inspired by this particular piece of quote-unquote art.
Oh my God.
Okay, and just to wrap this up, just to put a frame around it, pun intended.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Marina
Abramovich.
Quick. And so she has been around for a long time. She's earned her right to be in the art world. She's an artist.
She's an artist, but she's like a bougie. Like now she is anyway. Yeah. I like Googled her and all these pictures came up. I'm like, oh shit, she's like bougie.
Yeah. Well, the craziest shit she did, I think. Well, there was a couple things that she did that were pretty wild. But in 1974, she did a performance art piece called Rhythm Zero, which she simply stood in front of a table with 72 items on it, including a gun, metal chains, an axe, and razor blades.
Oh, God.
And a sign informed the audience that they could do literally anything to her with these items, and she wouldn't say anything or resist. And so at first, people would like pick up, you know, kind of innocuous things and like poke her or like tickle her or whatever.
Oh, like a pencil. Like it wasn't just all weapons.
No. There was
a hairbrush.
Yeah. There was like a lot of like kind of innocuous stuff on there. And it was all pretty tame at first. And then little by little started getting more and more aggressive.
Okay.
At some point, someone tore off her clothes and pressed thorns into her stomach. Another person cut her neck with a knife and licked her blood.
I bet both of those people were dudes.
Oh, I'm sure. But then a woman grabbed the gun from the table, loaded it with a bullet, and made her point it at her own neck, pressing her fingers to see if she resisted. She didn't. And this whole thing went on for like around 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that woman's psycho.
Fuck everybody involved in this shit, man.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that to someone to see if they resist?
I mean, I think that's all the whole point of performance art is mostly to see how the audience reacts.
Yeah, you're doing it for the audience.
You're doing it to get a reaction. You're like making a statement in some way, whatever.
Sure.
But you want to see how the audience, whoever is looking at this paying attention to this art piece
yeah.
is going to, you know, yeah. take it in and do what they will with it.
So. And also it's like for the artist's enjoyment too, which is really weird because it's like they wouldn't be doing this if they didn't want to yeah. like find out. You know what I mean? It's all weird.
Yeah. So the craziest thing about this is she kind of after 6 hours of being subjected to people just like dumping shit on her
yeah, and
like
yeah.
jabbing her with sharp shit, she like snapped out of it or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then just started like looking at people, and then everybody like freaked out. It was like everybody came to their senses and were like, "Oh fuck! Like yeah, yeah, this yeah. is a human being."
Oh my god! What a bunch of psychos.
I know. And so that was.
Oh my god, that's uncomfortable.
Super, super. And I think that's like the whole point is making people super uncomfortable, having your own personal statement, whatever, and just seeing where everything goes. I don't know.
Well, and that's weird because it's like, I feel like in performance art, like clowning stuff, it's like the person on stage is in charge,
mm-hmm.
but it's weird that she like gives them the power, but ultimately she's not. But like, you know, she's never, I mean, from what I know, like she's always technically has the power.
Yeah.
But
she's the one who's set the terms.
Right.
And then it's up to her when she's. And done. And yeah. she, after 6 hours, it was completely, everybody was like, oh my fucking God.
Oh
like,
my God.
I don't know.
I can't believe I almost just made this lady shoot herself in the neck.
Like, it just goes to this kind of mob mentality where yeah. everybody just sees somebody else doing something and how it escalates. And yeah. it's just so strange. It's a very weird psychological thing. I don't know.
So maybe that was the point.
Yeah. And there's so much more stuff out there, you guys. Like, we honestly could have talked for a very long time about all this stuff. I could have researched this for hours and hours.
Well, it's just random art. I mean, like, yeah, there's so much. People have done really weird stuff.
Throughout many decades, if yeah. not hundreds of years.
Centuries.
Like, it's been, people have been wild enough for a long time.
Oh, my God. We know. Oh, my God. People are so crazy.
Meteor 2020, please take us out.
Take us out immediately. We don't want to feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I feel weird after
Me
all
too.
This.
That was a lot.
Why are people?
piss Christ.
Piss Christ. Man, you know, if you're out there making performance art, good on you. But
yeah.
You know, I hope it's not a...
Just don't make it out of your shit,
don't
man.
Don't make it out of your shit.
Don't cut yourself open and bleed onto anything and be like, it's art. You know, like, just... You don't need to do that.
We just want you to
hone a skill.
Yeah.
You don't need to be doing... You don't need to be, like, just an edgelord.
No. No, we're not looking for that.
No.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
Nobody better send us a shit painting.
I swear to God. I mean, I'll still hang it in my house.
I won't.
Probably the garage, but you know.
Probably the dumpster. It'll look really nice in the dumpster behind
me. Dumpster gallery. Very spacious.
JK, we'll hang it in Jack's room.
Biohazard in yeah. my child's room. Sorry.
All right.
Okay, guys. You know what? Follow us on social media.
Yeah, at DTFU Podcast on all the platforms.
Yeah, and go on the website, buy a t-shirt or something. I don't know.
Do all the stuff.
Do whatever you want.
A sticker. Our stickers are made out of actual ink.
Yeah, not shit.
Not shit. but we'll look into that if that's like it, something everyone's
there
into.
There could be.
Blood.
Yeah.
Not my blood, not your blood. Some blood.
Some maybe Billy Bob Thornton's.
Oh, yep. Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see what we can do.
Honestly, those.
I wish there was like a Cameo app for just getting vials of like celebrity blood.
You know what it reminds me of though? And I know it's not the same thing, but it's like just get your name written on a piece of rice and wear that as a necklace.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah, that's like, yeah, the but little like, souvenir.
But like, that's how that started. Cause he's like, yeah, that's cool. But like, what if we put, instead of a grain of rice, what if we put blood in here? Oh, God. What a wild time.
Oh, man.
All right.
Humans suck.
Yeah.
You know what? Everything sucks, but be excellent to each other.
And yourselves.
Oh, I got it backwards. It's art.
beautiful. Oh,
piss Christ. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.